Omar Rabbi Kiva, Shalti is Rabbi Lezo, Poise Melocha is Harbe, Bishabos is Harbe, Mehin Melocha Achas, Behelam Achas. Somebody who does many Melochos and many Shabbosos, and they are all Tolodos. Tolodos of one Av Melocha. Chayiv Achas al Kulon, Oy Chayiv al Kol Achas Vachas. So basically, his question was, is it told or mechalek? We know that if you do the same av melocha redundantly, so you're not chayiv separately for each av if it was done in one forgetting. Right? What about if you do multiple toldos? So do we look at the toldos, each one independent? Or do we look at the toldos as one shame, just like you'd be doing the av melocha again and again and again? So even though the toldos are different, but they're all a branch of the Av, and therefore perhaps Yechai, that was his shayla. So they told him, we'll see why he says Shabbos is harbe. L'chayre, his shayla has nothing to do with Shabbos is harbe. His shayla is whether many toldos of one Av are like many melochas, or are they like the same Av melocha being done again and again. Omulai, so they told him, Chayiv al kol achas vachas. And they made a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer mi nida. Uma nida she'en bo totzos harbe v'chatos harbe. Nida doesn't have ovos and toldos, various ways of being chayiv still. Chayiv al kol achas vachas. Yichayiv on each beer. Now we're assuming we're talking about helam achas. And he holds Yechayiv on each bee, as we discussed earlier. The Gemara brought this down earlier. The Rabbi Lezer's shita was that Yechayiv on each bee separately. Even Helam Achas, with the same person, Yechayiv on each bee separately. So too, Shabbos, Sheyesh Patotos Harbe, and Mrs. Harbe, and Adin Sheyechayiv on Kol Achas Vachas. Amarti Loi, what do you mean? Imamet benido sheyesh poshtei azores. By inido, there's two azores. Hu muzra al anido, vanido muzer asalov. Tomar b'shabes. Shabes, it's only a one-way yisr. Sheyem bo yel azor achas. Omul ya balaktanas yochiyach. Anaktana. Sheyem bo yel azor achas. V'chayev al kol achas v'achas. Still in all, even though it's only one lav, meaning the ketana doesn't have an isra to be with him. Omar tiloi imamir pektanois sha'af al pi she'in bohen achshov yesh bohen lachar zman. They're in the parasha. Tomar b'shabes she'in bo achshov lo lachar zman. Omar li abal b'em yechich. Same thing. Omar tiloi abal b'em k'shabes. So we'll see what that means. Simply, it sounds like he's saying, I have the same shayla by Behema. Maybe by Behema also, if you live with a Behema again and again and again, you'll be potter. So don't bring me a raya from Behema. Okay. So the Mishnah itself is not clear why he asked him several Shabboses. And it's not 100% clear what his answer from Nida is either. Because, number one, if his shayla was told us, multiple told us, right? L'chayr, it had nothing to do with Nida. His shayla is, are multiple told us like one Av or not? One Av, we're assuming, one Av, according to Rabbi Lezer, you're also going to be potter. If you do one Av again and again and again, you'll also be potter, right? Even though there's totzos harbe. Right? In other words, on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lezer, kotzar, we had this earlier in the Gemara, why has Shaila? Somebody would cut and cut again and cut again and cut again. He'll be chayiv, only one. For sure, that's Rabbi Kiva's shita. That's why Rabbi Kiva's asking the Shaila. In other words, if you hold that kotzar, Yechayiv on each one separately, which the Gemara had a Shaila earlier, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you remember. What Rabbi Lezer would say, by Kotzar, V'Kotzar, V'Kotzar, But if Rabbi Akiva would hold that if you cut 20 times on one Shabbos, you'll be chayav for each time that you cut, so he has no shaila. He has nothing to ask Rabbi Elazar. His question to Rabbi Elazar is based on the fact that he holds that you only chayav one. If you would cut and cut and cut, b'haloma achas, you'd be chayav one. Clearly. And that's why he's asking Rabbi Elazar, what about a toldo? Is that different? Right? Somebody does disha, they thresh, and then they squeeze out a fruit. So schite is a toldo of dosh. So there you could say, is it one act? Is it like you cut and you cut? Or is it like two malachas? That's Rabbi Akiva Shail. What's Rabbi Elazar bringing him from Nida? Stam, I'm asking you, Aleph Beis. What's Rabbi Elazar bringing him from Nida? He says, look, by Nida, if you live with a Nida many times, you chayav for each one separately. For each Nida separately. And by, so who had din kol shekein by Shabbos. By Nida, you chayav separately according to Rabbi Elazar, even if you do redundant beer. Again and again and again and again. And by Shabbos, you be potter in that case. You follow what I'm asking? What's he bringing Raya from Nida? We know that Nida and Shabbos are different. Because by Nida, if you do the same beer 20 times, according to Rabbi Elazar, you chayav for each beer. Right? And Rabbi Akiva, at least, clearly holds that kotzer v'kotzer v'kotzer, you only chayav one. That's the whole reason why he had a shaila. What's going to be the halacha by a toldo? So what's Rabbi Elazar bringing him a raya? Rabbi Elazar says, I have a kavah chomer from Nida. But Nida anyway doesn't work, because if Rabbi Elazar's kavah chomer is right, then if somebody would cut on Shabbos, cut and cut and cut, should also be chayav for each cutting. Kavah chomer from Nida. Again, what is he learning from Nida? Guf mechachem what? He's talking about here toldos.
It's different. That's why it's a kavachim. Why is it toldos better than say ma'av?
Because it's different. Right. And Rabbi Elazar holds that if you live with a Nida, the same Nida, again and again and again, you chayef each one. Right? But yet he holds that if you kotzar v'kotzar v'kotzar, you potter. So in other words, the duplicate case of Nida and Shabbos, there's a difference. Nida is chayev and Shabbos is potter. Correct? So what's his kavachim? His kavachim fell into the pit. He's trying to tell me that Shabbos is more chomer than Nida. It's not true. I'm showing you that Shabbos is more kal than Nida. Because by Nida, if you do the same bia again and again and again, according to Rabbi Elazar, you chayev. Right? And by Shabbos, cutting and cutting and cutting, potter. So what's his analogy? What's his analogy? It's Tavar Betzida. He gets knocked off on it. Without go looking out, it gets knocked off. What's his kol shekein? Now again, the Gemara is going to analyze whether Rabbi Akiva was asking him toldos or shabbosos, but the simple reading of the Mishnah, clearly he was asking him toldos. So if he was asking him toldos, that means Rabbi Akiva's primary question was, do we say that toldos are machalkos because they're different from each other or not? And he brought him a kavah chomer from Nida, trying to tell him that Nida is more kal, when Nida is clearly more chomer according to him, because by Nida, even if you have no difference, if you just live with the same Nida again and again and again, you chayef for each beer. So the kavah chomer is gone. Kavah chomer is gone. Because one thing is clear, the Mishnah, the base of the Mishnah, right, the basic logic of the Mishnah, is that if you would cut and cut and cut on Shabbos, you'd be potter. One chagas, that's all. And the base of the Mishnah is, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you live with an Eder again and again and again, chayav for each one. That's it. So we rest our case. Neither is more chomer than Shabbos. Why? Maybe Rebbe Kiva svara, hu muzer alahav, hi muzer alahav. We can say any svara we'd like. But one thing is clear. Neither is more chomer than Shabbos. So how is Rebbe Kiva now turning around, how is Rebbe Elazar turning around and saying, kol shekein, that by Shabbos, yizuchah b'chayv, because Shabbos is tetzayis harbi, But in spite of that, by Shabbos you're potter if you cut and cut. And in spite of neither not having tetzayis harbi, if you live with the same need again and again, you're chayv according to Rebbe Elazar. So what's the kavucha? So now the Gemara has a shaila, whether Rebbe Kiva has one shaila or two shailas. And that's really the hemshech of most of the Gemara. Most of the next blot, where the Gemara has a shaila, my komi boi, we'll just go with what the Gemara, shaila, my koboi mine. What is Rebbe Kiva's shaila? So the Gemara says, is a shaila isha bosses kiguf and damin? Like Daniel said, the loy. Is that his shaila? And that was what he was boy mine. So then, ni boy ha'oisim aloch achas b'shabos ha'am. That can't be his shaila. One way to look at his shaila is that we treat each Shabbos like a separate entity. Just like if you live with five women, you chayav for each isha, even though it was one haloma of Isra Ishish. Now his shaila was, do we treat each Shabbos as a separate entity? If that was his shaila, has nothing to do with toldos. Rabbi Kiva said, what's the halach if you do a bunch of toldos? Has nothing to do with that. That's the Gemara saying, it can't be that. Elo vlodei malocho isi ka'ovo isdamin. So if that's the case, if his shaila was told us, then he should then should be one Shabbos. So Rava says, Omar Rava, Ami Bei Rava, some of the gifts Omar Rava, Tarti Boi Mine. So two questions he had. Two separate questions. And each one of these questions could be cleared on its own, separately. Number one, Shabbos is keguf and damyan. Oiloi. That was one shaila that he had from him. Boy mine. And then there was another shaila. Vlodei malocha is kemalocha is damyan. Oiloi. There's two different shailas. Okay. V'shabbos is hechim iboile. Shigigah Shabbos v'zdoi malocha is. If it's Shigigah Shabbos, meaning he didn't know about the Isra Shabbos, he knew it was an Isra Malacha. Pshitalei, the Yomim Shabinatayim, have a Yadil Achalik. Surely, the days in between act as a separation. Uzdoin Shabbos, the Shigigas Malachas. If he knew it was Shabbos, he didn't know about the Malachas, with the Boyaminei, he could goof and gam and Eloi. Oy Dilma, perhaps, the opposite. Uzdoin Shabbos, the Shigigas Malachas. Pshita like a guf and damin. Surely it's like separate entities. Each Shabbos. The Shigah Shabbos de Melachas of the Boimine. The Yomim Shabbatayim, Yavi Yedil Achalak Eloi. Now again, the Girsa before being relevant, and the Girsa is Amar Rabba. Mistavro, Shigah Shabbos is de Melachas. Pshita like the Yomim Shabbatayim, Yavi Yedil Achalak. If he knew that the Melachas are Asr, he didn't know it was Shabbos, then surely the days in between would be considered a yediyah. Uzdoin Shabbos v'shigas malocha suda bo'emineh. His whole shail is only in a case where you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know you're not allowed to do malochas. Kiguf and damin eloi uposhet loy d'zdoin Shabbos v'shigas malochas kiguf and damin. Fine. V'loy kabul mineh. He didn't accept it. Uposhet loy d'vlad malochas ki malocha izdomi, which he learned that from Nida. V'loy kabul mineh. Okay. So this is what he says. So he says that according to Rabbah, Yomim Shebein Atayim are definitely called the Yediyah. Meaning the days in between from one Shabbos and the other are definitely called the Yediyah L'chalek, and that wasn't a Shaila. That's what he says. Shiga Shabbos Day Melochas Pshita the Yomim Shebein Atayim Avidin L'chalek. That's Pashat. Is the Shabbos Shigas Melochas Udiboy Mineh. Kigufan Damien Oiloy Pashat Leit is the Shabbos Shigas Melochas Kigufan Damien V'lekobo Mineh. Okay. And now Rabbi proves his point. He proves his point from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Amar Rabbi, you know, I mean, Lord, that now we learned in Klal Gadol, Omer b'Shabbos, Kol HaShechech, Ke Shabbos, V'osam Melochos Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe, Nechai V'la Achas. If he forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos, and he did Melochos Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe, he's only Chai of one. But if he's Yedea, Yekim Shabbos. V'osam Melochos Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe, Chai V'al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Hayedea Shehu Shabbos for Asa Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos As Harbe Chayev Al Kol Av Melochu Melochu V'ilu Chayev Al Kol Melochu Melochu Shal Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos Lo Yiktani. Okay. Now that Mishnah in Shabbos, so again, so according to Rabbi he had two Shailas. Shaila number one was whether Shabbos is Kegufin, each Shabbos is considered like a separate entity. And again, he's only saying that if you're Medayik in the Gemara where it is, Eloi says, Zdoin Shabbos was Shigaras Melochas with the boiler. Only if it's a Zdoin Shabbos. If you were amazed that it was Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know that it was Melochas, then we have a Shaila whether each Shabbos is like a separate goof. That's also very unclear. If each Shabbos is a separate goof, who cares? If each Shabbos is a separate entity, who cares if it was Shigiga Shabbos or not Shigiga Shabbos? The Shabbos itself is a separate entity. In other words, if you view each Shabbos like a different erva, like five women, so then it doesn't make a difference, l'chaira, what the Shkoga was. Because the Shkoga is just a way of dividing them. But if they're self-divided, then you don't need the Shkoga to divide them. For some reason, what he's saying over here is that if you didn't know it was Shabbos, right, then clearly the Yomim Shebein Atayim would be a Yediyah. When is Shabbos considered a separate goof? Only in a case where you have a Zdoin Shabbos v'Shigigas Melochos. But if you had a Shigigas Shabbos, then he's saying Shabbos wouldn't be like separate goofim. Why not? L'chaira Shabbos is a separate goofim because each Shabbos is its own Shabbos. If you view it that way, why should it make a difference if it's doin melachas or not doin melachas? Shouldn't make a difference. Should be the same. L'chaira should be the same. Okay, so let's first analyze Shabbos, then we'll get back to Nida, and then we'll get to the conclusion of what Rebbe Elazar held, what Rebbe Akiva held. Shabbos. Shabbos, clearly the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. I hope the Olim got a chance to look over the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly makes a distinction between Shechechikir Shabbos to Yodea Ikir Shabbos V'Asa Malachas Harbe. Okay, the Mishnah says, HaYodea Shehu Shabbos V'Asa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe. Then he's Chayev Al Kol Av Av. That's the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah makes a distinction between if somebody forgot that it was Shabbos, somebody forgot that there was Shabbos, so then it's only one Shkoga. If somebody knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot that this is also to do, then he's chayav for each one separately. Right? Somebody wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know that there's an Isra at all today, doesn't know it's Shabbos, he's only chayav one. He could do malachas the whole day, he's only chayav one malacha. If somebody wakes up in the morning and he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that you're allowed to cut or not allowed to cut, he doesn't know if you're allowed to plow or not allowed to plow, now he's chayav for each one separate. Elementary pshat in the Mishnah is very simple. Elementary pshat in the Mishnah is, if somebody forgot it's Shabbos, so it's one shkoga. It's one shkoga. The reason why he did all these malachas, all these 39 malachas, is because he made one mistake. His one mistake was, He didn't know it was Shabbos. So therefore, we can't obligate him separately for plowing and for cutting and for cooking, because he only had one shkoga. His shkoga is his negligence. His negligence was not knowing that it's Shabbos. So we can't be mechayev from each one separately. He knows that all these malachas are malachas. He could know. The point is, he could know. He could know that all these things are malachas. Right? He could know, but he doesn't know what Shabbos. If he doesn't know what Shabbos, then that's the reason that he did all these malachas. Yeah. He's not shugging with malacha, he's shugging with Shabbos. Now, if he's shugging with malacha, so it comes out that now he had 39 separate sets of negligence. And that's why he's higher for each one separate. That would be...
If he did the same thing, cut, and then cut, cut, he did the same shoulder there, because it was one...
Yeah, then he's only higher for one.
Right, but if he did different malachas...
Then he's only higher for one.
Right, but if different malachas, he'd be higher for each malach.
Yeah. Okay. So, here's the problem. Clearly the Mishnah is maskim that if somebody made a mistake about each malacha, then the Mishnah's mask can be chayef for each malacha separately. And that is no machlekes. Right? Somebody was shogag, he didn't know ptiri was a malacha, he didn't know. Now he's chayef for each one separately. Okay? But if he forgot that it's Shabbos, then he's only chayef one. Even though he did 39 averes. So let's try to find a similarity to this type of a situation. The best case you could find, l'chaira, would be an eishes ish. You have a woman who's an eishes ish. She doesn't know that her husband is still alive. She thinks he died. Right? She lives, now she marries 12 different people. She's chayef for each relationship. Right? It's one shkoga. It's one shkoga. Right? It's one shkoga. Why are you chayef? Why is the woman chayef for each relationship? She didn't know that her husband was alive. Or she didn't know she's not allowed to live with people. Whatever the issue is. She has one shkoga. She has one shkoga. The Teretz says, well, each relationship with each man, it's like a guf and chalukas. Each one is a separate, potentially a separate aver. Okay, so same thing by the malachas. Each, no. The halacha is that even if she forgot it was Shabbos, and she went ahead and she cut and she plowed, she's only chayav one. Why? Because there was one shkoga. There was one shkoga. Should be the same thing. And this is a Rambam. If we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shkogos, the Rambam says it very clearly. The Rambam says, here we are, Perek Hey. Eishasi shesovro shemeiz bailo. Perek Hey aloche. The woman thought that her husband died. She married a bunch of men, one after the other. Married this guy, got divorced, married another guy. Dr. Rambam, chayeves al kol achas v'achas. Chayev on each one. Each husband is a separate chayev. Why? She only made one negligence. The negligence was that she thought that her husband was dead. That's the shkoga. She's still chayav for each relationship. Because we view each relationship as a separate avera, separate goof. So now let's analyze the malachas. What are the malachas? Are the malachas all one big chelek of the chil Shabbos? Or is each malacha separate avera? What are these malachas? If all these malachas, because there are two ways to look at the malachas. One way to look at it is, the Isser is to be Mechal Shabbos. A Jew is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay? How is one Mechal Shabbos? By doing one of the 39 Melachas. The 39 Melachas are just ways of saying that you're not resting on Shabbos. You're doing a Melach. Okay? If that's the case. So cutting and plowing, they're all just an extension of Lo Yisaseh Kol Melacha. It's not a new Avera. Each Melacha is just an expression of Lo Yisaseh Kol Melacha. Simple. If that's what it is. It's just another way of not resting on Shabbos. So when we look, when we reflect on Hilcha Shabbos, do we look at it like the Eibishter gave us 39 averis? Lo Yisachris b'Shabbos, Lo Yisizra b'Shabbos, Lo Yisavashal b'Shabbos. Is that what the Eibishter? Well, the Eibishter said, Lo Yitchalal Shabbos. And now, by cutting on Machal Shabbos, by plowing on Machal Shabbos, by cooking on Machal Shabbos, it's all really the same avera. Now, but that's what I'm saying. That's our problem. That's our catch 22 here. If we look at all the 39 as part of Lo Yisaseh Kol Melacha, okay, so then, even if you did the 39 Melachas, by Shigagas Melachas, who cares? Why? And what does the Limud do? Does the Limud tell you that they're separate? What does the Limud do now? So if the Limud tells you, so L'chaira, so Rav Daniel is saying, in Echnami, these are the two tzadim, and I agree with you. These are the two tzadim. If you hold that the Chil Shabbos is a general thing, Chil Shabbos, and the Melach is just a way to be Mechal Shabbos, so cutting and plowing is all the same thing. It's no different than somebody eating chalev 10 times. It's the same avera. It's a duplicate avera. We care if you're going like this, you're going like that. You're being Mechal Shabbos. Your body movement doesn't make a difference. You're being Mechal Shabbos.
Well, we said.
No, but I'm just saying, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. The Eibishter told us 39 separate averas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's true that if you do any of them, you're able to sasa kol melacha. But each one is a separate avera. Clearly, this is one way to look at it. This is another way to look at it. And I will agree that without a pasuk, we wouldn't know how to look at it. But now the pasuk came and told us, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that yichayefi, if somebody forgot that you're not allowed to cut, somebody forgot that you're not allowed to plow, the halacha is, if he cut and he plowed and he cooked, he's chayav on each one separately. And it's true, it's because of the pasuk. But what's the pasuk telling you? Pasuk's telling you, you know what? These are 39 separate averas. Okay. So now why do we care if you had shigiga Shabbos? No, but that's not what I'm saying. You're going the other way. I'm saying the other way. I'm saying that if the chiddush of the Torah now is that it's 39 separate melachas, and it's 39 separate averas, and that's why you attack a chayiv, because otherwise you should only be chayiv one, so now who cares that you had a shigiga Shabbos? And that's where Eishes Ish comes in. Just like when you have Guf and Chalukas. What does Guf and Chalukas accomplish? Guf and Chalukas accomplishes Ki'ilu, it's Chelev and Dam and Pigul. What does Guf and Chalukas accomplish? It separates them. Right? That's what Guf and Chalukas accomplishes. Guf and Chalukas accomplishes that it separates them. Each one is considered a separate Chiv. That's all Guf and accomplishes. So, in a case where it is a separate chiv. So you should be chayav for each one separately. Just like an Eishes Ish that only made one mistake. She only made one mistake. The mistake she made was she thought her husband was dead. She's chayav for each relationship that she has. Why? Because each relationship is a separate avera. Because even though it's one avera, since it's separate gufim, It's viewed upon as separate averus. Nu, kol shekein, by chilul Shabbos, where the Torah was mechadish after the pasuk, that each malacha is a separate avera. Now you should be chayiv even if you had shikigah Shabbos. I'm asking a very elementary question. It's elementary. It's basic. And I don't hear what anybody's saying here to answer that question. But again, the only way to explain that is that the Torah is saying that each malacha is considered a separate aver.
My
shigoga changes what the aver is? That's never heard of such a thing. Why would I say that?
What?
Why in the world would I say that?
Because the pasuk says that.
So why would I say that? That's a thousand times of a bigger chiddush than to just learn that the Torah said there's 39 averus on Shabbos. Why would I say what you're saying? You're pulling down the world. You're saying that if a guy has a shigigas Shabbos, so then. I mean, there's a minchas chinuch like that, but I was going to ask the minchas chinuch what it means, but now that you're here in the flesh, I'll ask you. It's not a minchas chinuch like that. L'chayre, it is what it is. I don't have the ability through my shkoga to change what the aver is in the Torah. My shkoga could dictate how many chatois I bring, right? My shkoga could dictate how many chatois I bring, but I can't create what kind of aver it is. I think what David is trying to say is perhaps what the Milchus Chinuch is trying to say, which is that Shabbos is up for grabs. If you have a Shigigas Malachis, now it's as though there are 39 Averis. Not it's as though it is, because you have to bring a separate Chatas. But if you had a Shigigas Shabbos, meaning an Ashes Ish, if she lives with five different people, she's high of five different chatois, because you can't play with that. Guf and chalukas it's rigid. Guf and chalukas makes that each one is a separate aver, you have to bring chatas. Malachas, are they separate averes? Are they not separate averes? So simply we would learn, those are the two tzedakim, and if you looked in the Maamar, that's precisely what the Ritva says. If you look at the Ritva, chiluk menachas minolon, says the Ritva, Pirush, Sheyehe Chayev al kol melacha umelacha kishasam be'elamachas v'im toimar lo malikra. Ask the Ritva, why do you need a pasuk? Kivon da melacha is mishuno is v'chaluko is zu mizu havelek oichel chelev v'dam be'elam achat shu chayev shtayim. Right? Answers the Ritva, Yeshloima the Adarabe, Kivon the shame in Melocha Achasim, the Isser Kola, Mishum Loisasa Komalocha, Havale Koichel Chelev Chelev, Shane Chayvel Achas. So the Ritva seems to precisely say these are the two ways to look at it. You could either look at it like you're having Chelev and Dam, right? Or you could look at it like it's always asa komoloch. Now the way I understand it is that now when the Torah came and said, you know what, you chayev for each one separately, the Torah is saying, you know what, it's separate averus. Because if it wouldn't be separate averus, then you wouldn't be chayev a separate kor. That's how I would say simply. But what I would not say is that if you had shikigas malachos, then they're separate averis. And if you had shikigas Shabbos, then you only did one aver. That I would not say, because that would be a tremendous chiddush. Why would I say such a big chiddush if I could just say simple? I had a chakira. Is it looked like one aver or 39 averis? Comes the Torah, says it's 39 averos. No problem. I have no issue with that. That's easy. Or I could say, comes the Torah and says, well, you're really right with your first side of the Chakira, that's one avera. Still in all, if you have a shkogo, we'll look at it like 39 averos. If you don't have a shkogo, it's one avera. Why would I say that? So the Ach taught you.
Well, if the Torah wanted to tell us, it's 39 levels. The Torah should have said 39 levels and spelled it out.
Why would the Torah have to do this one? Isn't that Smichus? The Smichus teaches you. Why should the Torah be repetitive? What's the
name? So
what?
Same way that this Chelev, separately, and Dam Chelev.
Because Chelev and Dam, the Torah, it's two separate things that the Torah couldn't have said together. Here the Torah said, Loisazakol Melacha, and had a Eitzah. Put Mishkan at the end, and Mishkan taught you that it's all these 39. The Torah eliminates it. I don't buy that you could be chay of separate chatoyis if ultimately it's not separate averis. I just don't buy that. If ultimately I'm oivel loisasek homolocha, I'll tell you what the Michas Chinuch says like David. The Michas Chinuch says that loisasek homolocha tells you really it's only one averis. But if you have a shigagas melochos, it turns into multiple averis. So loisazakom, the chakira is still up for grabs. You had a chakira. Is it one averis? Is it 39 averis? The answer is you decide. You rewrite it. You rewrite it. If you have 39 errors, then it's going to turn into 39. By other things, it wouldn't be that way. Meaning, if a guy would go ahead and drink blood, right, and then take hard blood, dam korosh, and eat it, and in his mind, he had a separate shkoga on the drinking of the blood and on the eating of the blood. Or he took something that's also bahanoah, and he ate it, and he had anoah from it. And he, in his mind, forgot each thing separately. He'd be only chayav one, because that's one aver. But here, if you forgot it in this way, then you created that it's separate melachas. You want to hear how far the Minchas Chinuch goes? Listen to Minchas Chinuch. He says like this: what would you say happens if a guy cuts a chatzi gregus? He cuts a half a gregus, and then he grinds a half a gregus. Potter, right? Everybody agrees potter, right? Because he only did a half a malacha this, half a malacha that, l'chaim ul shalom. Comes in the chazon and says, no. It depends. If you cut the chatzi gregris, b'shigagas malacha, and you ground the chatzi gregris, b'shigagas malacha, potter. Because then it's two averas. Chatzi shir of this aver, chatzi shir of that aver. Potter. But if you forgot it was Shabbos and you did a half of this and a half of that, Mitzach. Could you imagine? Not found anywhere. No, nobody before the Michas Chinuch, nobody after the Michas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch is Chiddush. Chiddush Nifla. And the reason why it's such a pellet of Michas Chinuch, forgetting everything else, is that the Rashbam writes in Bava Basra that if you do a chatzi melach, it's not a melachas machsheves. If you do a chatzi shir. See, l'chari, you don't have a melach. You don't have a ma'isa melach even. Because that's not a melachas machsheves, and that's not a melachas machsheves. According to Rashbam, you need a tikkun of a complete shir in order for it to be complete, a complete melach. It's like somebody would, let's say, I'll give you a dugma. They would cook two things less than the shir bishul. You couldn't be mitzar of both of them because there isn't a tikkun. According to the Rashbam, if somebody does less than a shir, it's not a malach machsheves. You're missing in the malach itself. The guf ha-mais the malach. But again, the minchas chinuch. The chinuch is not the minchas chinuch is not arguing that the tikkun of ktsira is one tikkun, and the tikkun of Tchina is another tikkun. He's not arguing. He's not saying that it's the same tikkun. So the bottom line, if you asked him, you would say, well, you had a half a shear of improvement on this thing, which according to the Rashbam is not a Melechus Machshevus. It's like nothing happened. And now you had a half a shear of tikkun of something else, which according to the Rashbam, nothing happened. So according to the Rashbam, it cannot tolerate the Chiddush in Minchas Chinuch. Not only is the Minchas Chinuch a tremendous Chiddush, but it's not even tolerable. If you hold that a chatzi shir on Shabbos is a ma'isa chilul Shabbos, it is a ma'isa of losasa komloch, it's just not enough, then you can tolerate it. Then it's a huge chiddush, but you can tolerate it. It's tolerable. Then you could say to Minchas Chinuch, that's what I'm saying. If the chatzi shir, according to the Rashbam, less than a shir is like doing an akira. If you do akira without a hanoch, it's not just a chatzi shir. It's nothing. You're not chayav for chatzi shir if you do akira without a hanoch. You're not even over chatzi shir also min haTorah, right? Because you didn't do malach. And the Tiferes Yisrael talks about this in the beginning of Shabbos. If you do an akira without a hanoch, it's not a raisa. It's not a chatzi shir. It's not a malach. Right? Chatzi shir means you did a malach, you did an iser, but you didn't do the whole amount. So according to the Rashbam, if somebody does less than the shear, they didn't do the malach at all. They did zero. So if you did a chatzi shear of this malach and a chatzi shear of this malach, it's zero plus zero doesn't equal one. Okay? Now, if you learn not like the Rashbam, and you learn that a chatzi malach is osir, it is a ma'isa malach, it's just... In other words, if somebody do two akiras, he's not chayav. Because... it doesn't add up. The akira is nothing, and this akira is nothing. According to the Rashbam, less than a shear is missing in the tikkun of the malacha. It's missing in what the malacha accomplishes. And if it doesn't accomplish it, you didn't do a malacha at all. So if you did a half a tikkun of this and a half a tikkun of that, the tikkunim definitely don't accumulate. You have a negligible tikkun over there, and you have a negligible tikkun over here. It's not a malacha. So according to the Rashbam, you cannot learn the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush. Minchas Chinuch Chiddush could go if you hold like those Achroinim in the Mekeves HaMishnah who hold that there's such a thing as a Chatzi Shir by a Malacha. Then you could analyze this, but I'm just telling you, that's how far the Minchas Chinuch is going. Minchas Chinuch is going to such an extreme that he's saying that if you taka have a Shigigas Malacha, then we view it as separate averus, and if you didn't have a shikagas malacha, then we only view it as one aver.
Which
aver? Losasiko malacha.
So is that any one of the malachas? It's just that he's over on
the... It's like a generic thing. It has to be that way, and that's why he holds you could be mitzaref, the chatzi shir of this and the chatzi shir of that. It's a generic... What's logical? I have what? Okay, so that's no problem. You have the Shigur Shabbos without a malacha, so Mazel Tov, good Shabbos. What happens if a guy has a Shigur Shabbos and he does nothing? That's what happened! That's what happened! The guy, the Minchas Chinuch's example, the guy had a Shigur Shabbos and he's a lucky guy. He didn't do anything. He did a Chatzi Shir this and a Chatzi Shir that. He did nothing. See, I hear Shigur Shabbos, I hear loud and clear, but he did nothing. If he came to me after Shabbos, he said, you know, I forgot it was Shabbos, I did a little this, a little that, I'd say, Mishamayim, they saved you. You had a Shigur Shabbos, you didn't do a Malacha. Ashrech of a Toivlach. Behemtun shol tzadikim, men HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yadayim. Right? That's the issue. I don't have an issue with Shigur Malacha, Shabbos, I have no problem. My problem is, each Malacha is a separate Malacha. And each Malacha has a shear. And if you don't do the shir, you're not chayiv on that malacha. There's no din that you're not allowed to forget a Shabbos. There's a din. You can't forget a Shabbos and do a malacha. You didn't do a malacha. So I did a little of this and a little of that. Okay, so. But what the Milchas Chinuch said, and Milchas Chinuch agrees with us. That's why he says, Taka, if you have shigagas malachas, He agrees that if you did a chatzis shir of this, a chatzis shir of that, you're okay. Why? Why? Because you didn't do a malacha. You did a little of this, a little of that, you didn't do one malacha. So what the Menachas Chinuch is telling us is that when you have a, there's nothing like it in the whole Maseches Krisis. The only example I can give you is Shabbos. There is no such example alive where I, through my machshava, can make that it's one, even two alamas. Two alamas doesn't make two averas. Two alamas makes two chiyuv chatos. I'm chayiv chatos for this one, I'm chayiv chatos for that one. According to the Menachas Chinuch, the alama here defines the avera. That's unbelievable. It's a big chiddush. I don't think you can say it's not a big chiddush. I think even the Menachas Chinuch would say he's saying a big chiddush. He's just saying that's his big chiddush. His big chiddush is that your machshava, and it has to be, he understands that that's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us. After the pasuk, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Menachas Chinuch will tell you, I'm not big enough to say such a chiddush, but the Torah said so. So, I should really show you this Menachas Chinuch. You can look it up in your own time. Let me just, I have a chinuch here. I should. It's obviously here in Melachas Shabbos, it's a mitzvah lamed beis. Let me just get you the. Here we are. Mitzvah lamed beis os hey. He says, "V'hine din zeh dechiluk melachos nafkalei mikro." We learn out of a pasuk that if you do 39 melachos, you have to do 39 karbonos. The lulei kro, and if not for the pasuk, how you call lametes melachos mishem echad b'chlam melach? For why how you chayev v'la'achas ka'oichel chelav v'chelav? V'hine. Halimud hu rak b'shigagas melochos. Avul b'zdoin melochos v'shigagas Shabbos ein kan limud. U'memele eino yelachas. U'lefi zeh nirali dim oso chatzi shir b'melocho dim oyo oise kol ha-melocho shir yechayev. He says now, kotza chatzi goigris, v'tochan chatzi goigris, ain't a chayev. Normally you're not chayev. And all of Shas says that way, that if you did a half of this and a half of that, you're potter. Says the Menachas Chinuch, avle mohoye b'shigaga Shabbos. But if the guy forgot it was Shabbos, in Cain, afilu chatzi shir mi melocha zu, the chatzi shir mi melocha zu, mitstalfi. K'moy da avi lule ha-posuk, v'avi b'chlau melocha da'os l'toyra. Unbelievable. Unbelievable chiddush. My main issue, I'm not saying, he's saying I'm getting it from the posuk. That's what the Menachas Chinuch is saying. He's saying I'm getting it from the posuk. And what the Menachas Chinuch would tell you is that he feels, and my question is, why are you taking from the posuk such a big chiddush? So what he would answer is, listen, the Torah is saying the chiddush. The Torah is saying a big chiddush, that even though the chayra, all it is chilul Shabbos. He holds that there really is no chakira. I'm telling you there's a chakira. Menachas Chinuch holds there's no chakira. There's only one way to look at it. That's really the way to look at it. The Torah is saying, don't do a malach on Shabbos. And these are just different expressions of doing a malach. It's really, there isn't, according to the Menachas Chinuch, there's no chakira. There's one way to look at it. And that is that the Torah said, don't be Mechal Shabbos. And there are 39 ways to be Mechal Shabbos. And they're all the same Avera. The Torah then said, however, if you have such a Shigoga, then you have the ability to take it out of the simple shot of Lo Yisaseh Kol Melacha. Separate Shigogas. You now, it's as though you're rewriting Hilcha Shabbos. You're rewriting, you're not just rewriting a Chiyuv Chatos. You follow? He's not just saying you're rewriting the Chiyuv Chatos. Because that, I don't have a problem, that's very individualized. Every Chiyuv Chatos is individualized. You forget, you remember, you forgot twice, you forgot once. Chiyuv Chatos is very individual. That's not a chiddush to me. But the Minchas Chinuch is going beyond that. The Minchas Chinuch is saying that your machshava dictates the essence of the aver. If I forgot it was Shabbos, then it's a loisase kol melacha type of avera. And if I forgot the melacha, then it's not a loisase kol melacha type of avera, it's loisavashil, loisiktzer, loisachresh. That's tremendous chiddush. The only way to understand the Minchas Chinuch is that he holds it's so overwhelmingly illogical to learn that way, that it's better to say that the Torah is being mechadish, that you could create such a thing in certain situations, than to say the whole understanding of Leisasa Komalocha doesn't work that way. That's the mistama the way he is. Now, so if we learned like him, then we would have an answer to the question that I asked you. Because I asked you, why is it that by Shabbos, right, each malacha is only separated if you have a separate shkog on each malacha. And by an Eishes Ish, if she forgot that her husband died, not forgot, she mistakenly thought her husband died, so when she lived with many men, the Rambam says you chayef each relationship. And the answer would be very simple. Over there, the Guf and Chalukas are irrelevant. You don't have the power to dictate if living with five different men is one Avera or five. The Torah decided for you. The Torah said, if it's separate Gufim, it's separate Averas. You say, well, I made only one mistake. Okay, well, the Torah, you don't have the ability to do that. By Shabbos, the Torah made you a Gansib Balabos. By Shabbos, the Torah said, you know what? David, you decide what Chil Shabbos is. If it's Shigigas Malachas, and it's 39. If it's Shigas Shabbos, it's taka. There is no other such example. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, we would have a way to learn our sugya in that regard. It still doesn't help us. The Torlodois of Rabbi Akiva Shaila and the connection to neither, we still don't have that, but at least we understand this chiluk. But the truth is, if we look here in the sugya, and that's what I wanted Olam to see as well, Rashi has a different approach as far as how the days in between act as a separation. And Rashi says that Shabbos. Rashi says, Chayiv al kol achas v'achas, af al pi sheloi noida lo benotayim, aminon yomim shebenotayim, havyun yediyah l'chalik. The yediyah l'chalik, she'i efshar, shelo shoma benotayim, she'oisoy hayoyim Shabbos hoya. So Rashi is very interesting. Rashi learns that when our Gemara says that the days in between Shabbos and Shabbos act as a separation, it means that most likely you found that in between that it was Shabbos. Okay? So obviously there's a lot of questions here. Question number one, what do you mean? Did you or didn't you? And if you didn't, so you didn't. You didn't find out. What does that mean? Most likely you did. So some achronim learn that Rashi means it's all in the spirit of not knowing. We don't know. It's blurry. We don't know. Did you find out in the middle? Do you know for sure that you didn't know in the middle? We tell you, you probably knew. And if a guy would get up and say, I didn't know. I had a condition. I know the condition that I had, I couldn't identify the days. Then he'd be potter talking. That's what some want to learn. But more than that problem is the fact that the Tosis Rosh's question, which you see here in the Tosis Rosh, he says, who cares that you found out that it was Shabbos? If you didn't remember that you did anything wrong, so what kind of idea is that? What would be it if a guy forgot it was Shabbos, he did a malacha, and then 3 days later he finds out that it was Shabbos, but he forgot that he did the malacha. He doesn't have a yediyah that he did an aver. He's not chayav achatas. You need a yediyah aschet. You have to know that you did an Avera in order for it to, otherwise it's nothing. In fact, that's the, right, and that's the whole Gemara. If somebody did Ketira, and then they did Ketira, and they did one Bezdan Shabbos, and one Bezdan Melacha, it's Mitzvah of the two. Because till you have a Yediyah in the middle that you did something wrong, that's not called knowing. So the Tosfos Rosh says, what does that mean? My nafka mina ba'oisa Yediyah, sheshama sheoisa yoyim o'ya Shabbos. Kivan, she'eino nizkar isa Melacha she'osa, loy chashiva Yediyah. Elon Kane hoidaloi shechata. Unless you know you did avera. And he even gives an example. To Aminu lekamon b'hai pirka, cut sarvatoch, and if a guy cut and grinded, I'm talking about a shear, could grind, it's not the Menchas Chinuch's case. He did a shear of each. Okay, he cut a gregris, he grinded a gregris, and now the shikha gashab is doing melachas. So obviously he's chayiv too. One for the cutting and one for the grinding, because again, this was, he forgot about melachos. Then, the chazar, the kotzar, the tochan, ke gregus bizdoin Shabbos, the shigas melach. Then, he remembered that there's an iser. He remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot that it's a melach. So basically, he never had a time between the two melachas that he knew he did something wrong. He went from not knowing it's Shabbos to not knowing that it's a melacha. So the halacha is he only brings one chatas. Why? Because finding out something in the middle without knowing you did something wrong is not called a yediyah. Knowing something, even if it's the thing you didn't know before, but now you don't know something else, you're not chayav a chatas. And therefore it doesn't create anything. So if you forgot it's Shabbos and you did something, basically that's what the Gemara Shabbos is talking about. A guy forgot it's Shabbos, that's why he cooked. Okay? Then he forgot you're not allowed to cook, he remembered it was Shabbos. Okay? See, he's still in a state of not knowing that he did anything wrong. The halacha is that he doesn't bring a separate carbon, even though his knowledge, his amaraxis, switched course. Before, he didn't know it was Shabbos, he cooked. Now, he knows it's Shabbos, he doesn't know you're allowed to cook. He's going in and out of not knowing what he's supposed to be doing. The halacha is, he only brings one chatas for the malacha. Even though the malacha was done with two separate shkogos. Doesn't matter, the Gemara says. Because in order to separate in the shkogos, you need to have knowledge which triggers a chi of chatas. The case is simple. The guy cut on Shabbos. He did two malachas. When he did the two malachas, he was chayav two separate ones because he knew it was Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to do these two things. Now the day progresses. The same Shabbos. And he does these two things again, mistakenly. But when he did this mistake, his mind played a different game on him. He knew Shabbos, but he didn't know you're allowed to do these malachas. So the question is, does he have to bring now another two? So the Gemara says, no, Ketzira Gereres Ketzira and Tchina Gereres Tchina. Why? Because since the knowledge that he had when he did the second set of malachas was still without knowledge that he was did anything wrong the first time.
Why should that matter?
So it matters for a very simple reason. Because the knowledge only triggers a hefsek if that knowledge makes you chayav achatos. But if you had knowledge that's irrelevant, irrelevant knowledge doesn't stop the clock. The clock is still ticking. The chatas clock only stops ticking when you say, oh, sam chayav achatos. Bingo. But if you correct the mistake you made before, but at the same time that you corrected that mistake, you have another mistake, and because of that, you don't think you did anything wrong before. You have what I'm saying? You went ahead and you cooked. Right? So you cooked. At the time that you cooked, you didn't know it was Shabbos. But you had a deep sense that cooking is awesome. Then you sat down in the shir, and what came out from the shir sounded like cooking is okay on Shabbos. And then you look at your calendar, and you see it's Shabbos. But Baruch Hashem, what I did before was okay. Because it's not, it's mutter to do that on Shabbos. Taka, before I did it because I didn't know it was Shabbos. And now I'm ready to cook again. Because now I think cooking is okay. You still only bring one chatas. Because the knowledge you had in the middle didn't trigger any reversal of the action you did before. So that's clear. That's the halacha. So ask Tosfos, what does Rashi gain by saying that probably during the week you had a knowledge that it was Shabbos? If you didn't have, we're obviously talking about a case where you didn't know you did a chet yet. At that point. So what does that make a difference? Rashi says, probably during the week you had some kind of knowledge what day Shabbos is. Okay. He didn't remember what he did, or he didn't remember he did melacha that day. Because then there's no shaila. Then you don't have to come on to Yomim Shebein Atayim. Then it's a regular Hoydeil of Chatosai. That's the point of Tosfos. Meaning, Rashi has to be talking about a case where he's not remembering he did something wrong, because then you don't have to come on to Yomim Shebein Atayim. You got what I'm saying? That's the whole point. So really, it's Mama Shapella. Now, I can't really leave you guys like in limbo, especially since I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Chanukah, and I'm going to be missing next Sunday for sure. The way the tickets worked, it actually is two Sundays. The way it stands now, this coming Sunday, I won't be here, and very possibly the following Sunday. So I don't want to leave this for two. I really want to start when I get back. We'll start a Mitzvah Shem, the next parak. So if it's okay with the Olam, I'm giving a Chanukah shir here in the shul, 9:15 on Tuesday night, the night before I'm leaving this week. So I would like, at 9:45 when I finish that shir, we're going to daven Ma'ariv. So I would like at 10 o'clock to give the completion of this shir.